We ready? We ready? For everybody strapped in? We all good? Dan, you good?
Good.
It's a new week. It's a new month. It's a good deal. Chris Setti's here from the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. He's been coming in every Monday. We've been talking through, well, we started talking through COVID stuff. And of course, that stuff's still popping all around. But we, and businesses are still dealing with the aftermath of all of that, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah, I talked to restaurants, and they're getting close, but they're still not at the pre-pandemic level.
The issue now is just the inflation and trying to, and workforce shortages again, but...
And figure all that out. And, of course, you've always been on top of information that businesses can use. GPCOVID.com is still a viable website. Not new stuff breaking every day like it did for a couple of years there. But we talk to you these days about things happening in our community. Last week it was Papa Shot. By the way, I got incredible amount of email and text on that. People were like, I didn't realize Papa Shot was in Peoria, and why is it here, and all that stuff. So that was fun. Tell us who this young man is.
Well, this is actually the man behind GPCOVID.com in many ways. Yeah, David Jackson is he's the communications manager for Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. And so he's responsible for all of our websites and things like that. So when there is breaking news, I turn to David and say, hey, we need to put this up on GP COVID. But I invited him to join me today to talk specifically about a fun thing that we're doing. We've talked before about talent attraction and getting people to think about coming to the area.
Yeah.
But when they're here, we also want them to feel welcome. And so we've hosted.
Oh no, we don't. No, we no. don't. Yeah. No, we just want to make them feel terrible.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Except right. for the, right. with the certain with the people of we you want guys. To make right. make right. Feel good. And so we've been hosting welcome mixers, and David is a transplant himself to the Peoria area, and is helping to organize the next one.
All right, before we get to the next party, first of all, good morning. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Wonderful job on the website.
Thank you.
It really is a good website.
Thank you.
Where do you transplant from?
Originally from Ghana, West Africa, but I've been in the United States for the past 4 years, and okay. I was in Vegas until I moved here last year.
So you came from the city of light, the city of fun. It never sleeps. Everybody's crazy. Everybody's doing stuff.
Exactly.
And you go, you know what I need? I need less of this, and I want to come to Peoria, Illinois.
Actually, that's actually right.
And how has that been for you personally? I would like to know that.
It's been great. One of the reasons why I moved here was to further my career and to take on this position. And
right.
I was looking for something less crazy, and I wanted to have fun, but on a small scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a better life. And I moved here, and it's been actually great.
And how long have you been here?
For a year.
Okay.
A year and a couple of months.
And so is it, because I'm always curious, Dan and I grew up around here. Danny's been here so long, he might as well have grown up here. Chris, you've been here a long time. You get used to a rhythm of something. And so when you hear somebody new comes, I'm curious what that rhythm feels like to you. It's obviously slower than Vegas, I would think.
Yeah, it is.
Which is what you were looking for. But is it enough? You're a young man, you want to have fun, you want to go do things. I worry that sometimes the image is that we don't have enough. Is that true or not true?
You know, if we are being completely honest, like you said, I'm a young man, and sometimes I want a big city life.
Yeah.
And I want to have a crazy night out.
Right.
But the difference, the reason why PR works for me is because I can be here and save, have a good job, have a pretty nice apartment, not pay an arm and a leg for it,
right.
and be able to go to New York when I want to and like have a weekend out, have that fun and come back here.
Right.
And I've been having fun. Actually, I've always said this and people find it weird. I've had much more fun in Peoria than I ever did in Vegas. Because Vegas, I couldn't afford to do some of the things that I wanted to do
there. Yeah, Vegas is not cheap.
Exactly.
It is very expensive.
Yeah. Here, like, I found a community. I can go out. I never had friends in Vegas. Like, I have friends now. I can call them and say, hey, let's go out. Let's have a night out. I have a lot of fun. It is small-sized fun, but it is actually, like, I get home, I'm like, oh my God, this was a really, really good time.
You know what I always get a kick out of is, and I've said this for years. So you go to the Civic Center, right? And you go and see a great performance. The other night it was Greta Van Fleet. It could be Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I can be home in 15 minutes. And from my seat to my home in 15 minutes at a major event is an absolute selling point for this community.
You know, when David said about Las Vegas, I heard Joshua Gunn say the same thing. People say they want the big city, a place like Chicago, but they can't afford to do any of the things that they are excited about being in a community about. And here the scale is different.
And the small scale is there's so many different places, outdoor festivals or clubs, where you can find music all the time.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, tell us about this upcoming event. What do you got?
So it's organized by the GB20 Talent Attraction Initiative, which is a coalition of regional organizations like the EDC, the Greater Peoria EDC, the Chamber, East Peoria Chamber, Downtown. There's a coalition of regional organizations.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is, yes, we want to attract people to move here, but what happens when they move here?
Right.
We want them to be able to connect to the community and find out what things are there to do. When I moved here, I'm fortunate to be working with an organization that sort of has...
you're at the heart of it all.
Exactly. Yeah. But putting myself in the shoes of someone that has no connection to that, how do they find things that are happening?
Right.
And we want to bring them together to find people that have moved here just like them and probably feeling alone and fish out of water, and get them to connect with each other and also share what the region has to offer for them and make them feel welcome, because I think that is really important. And one of the things I really love about Peoria is a sense of community. I never had that in Vegas. I lived in an apartment complex for 3 years and I didn't know my next door neighbor. My neighbor talks to me sometimes like, that is too much. But, it's really nice.
No, it's
like
nice,
people
go
out of their way to help you, and we want people to feel like that. So we're throwing a pool party at Mount Holly on the 25th of August.
Okay.
And it's free for anyone that has moved here in the last 3 years. And honestly, we try to limit it to people that transplant. But I also know there are people that are really passionate about this area that are like champions, and they want to come and see those people and interact and mingle with them.
Right. No, I had the thought. I would like to meet all the new people and just let them know.
Well, we don't check your papers when you come in the door. So,
but because Dan and I, we're kind of at the heart of what's going on in the town, too, we think. And it would be nice to meet those folks and welcome.
And how many are there new people?
It's hard to keep track of, right? Because we don't make them sign a piece of paper when they move here.
Right.
So
right.
From our realtor friends, we know about transplants happening all the time. Our hospitals, Caterpillar, our major employers are always bringing people in.
Angie alone has brought in 100
people.
Angie's
done a great job. Yeah. There's lots of different channels. So she's up over, I think, 160 folks, right?
That's
so
crazy.
It's amazing. But so that's what we're really just trying to integrate them into the community.
Real quick, it's at Mount Holly Pool, and it's on the 25th. How does one, is there a on your website?
No, it's simple. You go to mixer.greaterpr.org.
Oh, perfect.
And you just RSVP. We give you free food, one drink on us, and it's family friendly. So we want
bring your
family, bring the kids.
I'm glad you're doing that. We'll keep mentioning that for folks. That's good.
You know, the next time Angie has a video, she should have David on it and have him go, "Hey, come party with me."
Yeah, I think so too. David, it's great to meet you, man. We're glad you live in Peoria.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by, Chris. Always good to see
you.
Thank
you, guys.